This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Sophie, S-O-P-H-I-E. Last name is Gillies, G-I-L-L-I-E-S. Date of birth is 3-1-1948. Date of evaluation 4-21-2023. HPA history, page complaint, psychiatric follow-up, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 75 years old female who was admitted here on 4/19/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient's chart indicates wedge compression fracture of T1, T12 vertebra. Type 2 diabetes, major depression, hypothyroidism, GERD, vitamin D deficiency, spondylolisthesis, hypomagnesemia, obesity, sleep apnea, spinal stenosis, congestive heart failure, hypertensive heart disease. Patient was very pleasant during my evaluation. She acknowledged that she came here for physical therapy and rehabilitation. Patient acknowledged that her blood pressure was high and her legs were swelling up. She reports that she's feeling somewhat better. She denied any feelings of sadness or hopelessness, but acknowledge that she has been taking Zoloft for a long time with good response, and wants to stay on Zoloft. Uh, 150 milligrams once a day as prescribed, period. She reports that she started taking Zoloft a long time ago, post loss of her dad, mother-in-law, and reports that she was dealing with twins at that time. Peter patient also talked about her adult son who's struggling with ADHD. Patient talked about history of falls and reports that she had knee replacement, hip replacement, double shoulder replacement, and back surgeries. Here she denied any suicidal ideation intent or plans. No reports of sleep or appetite changes. Period. No history of hypomanic, manic symptoms. Next paragraph, patient reports that she used to work at Hyatt Regency as a cook and a server and also managed a banquet facility. Period. Reports that her husband worked for General Motors. Patient reports that she has a daughter and a son. Her daughter works as a nurse at Mott Children's Hospital, University of Michigan. And daughter has two children. Next paragraph. Review of system general, CHPI, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, non-reported heme, lymphatic, complaint of swelling of legs and feet. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior psychiatric hospitalizations, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade 12, current occupation, used to work at Hyatt Regency, relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, 2, a son and a daughter. Next paragraph, under review of history and habits, under common, see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, mental self-examination. Blood pressure 137 or 81, pulse 87, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, pleasant, cooperative, motor movements are working in physical therapy, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought process is intact, association with the normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self-placed person, memory intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration with the normal, language with the normal, fundamental knowledge with the normal, judgment with the normal. Next paragraph, medications, current medications, sertralin 150 mg once a day, MAR reviewed, assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0, plans continue, sertralin as prescribed. Patient wants to stay on sertralin and denies the need for any dose reductions at this time. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 9903 or 5, under supplemental administrative check, common serious side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is the end of dictation.